Legend in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for your young fucking ears. That being said, if you are easily offended, get the fuck off of our podcast!
You lucky wankers, here's an exclusive track from the Matt Least Band.
Matt Least Band.
Legend in My Spare Time! Motherfucker!
Down Louisiana, down in New Orleans, back up in the woods and by the Everglades. This new log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never had a ladder, he'd ride so well, but he could play guitar like he's ringing a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, go. Johnny B. Good. He used to carry his guitar and a gunny sack, sit beneath the trees by the railroad track. The ancient air could see him sitting in the shade, strumming to the rhythm that the drivers made. People passing by, you know, they'd stop and see him. By that little country boy, sure can play. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go. Johnny, go, go, go! Johnny, be good! Woo.
La leyenda en mi tiempo libre.
It's like masturbation in my ears.
Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time, episode 22.
22, ladies 22. And germs.
For the second fucking time that we make fucking episode 22. Second fucking time.
Yeah, this is round two, take two.
Jesus, fuck it.
Can we get it right this time?
It wasn't me, man. It's always technology's fucking against me, dude.
That's the way of the world, man. What the fuck can you do?
It's pissed me off, dude, because the episode turned into white noise.
Yeah, well, at least we got that the nice little message that we sent to the Misinformation Boys, though.
That's right. Misinformation recently celebrated. This is going to give me the hiccups. This is the worst idea ever. Misinformation recently celebrated their 100th episode.
Their centurion.
Right. Did you wind up sending cookies?
No, that costs money.
Oh, fuck them then?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I got my wife to bake them, and then I said, fuck, I'll just...
Did you bring me a goddamn cookie?
No, I ate them.
You're a cocksucker.
No, I am not. I'm a cookie eater.
You're an asshole is what you are.
I like to munch cookies.
Tonight, we are drinking cherry motherfucking Coke.
Yeah, cherry Coca-Cola.
Because we both bro-o-o-cola. Ain't got no beer.
No, broke musicians, man.
Broke musicians indeed, sir. So, it's been a while now. So, we missed a week last week, obviously, because of PC, this bitch.
Do you want to do a brief overview of what we actually did talk about?
Do you even remember?
I know I ragged on single moms a bit.
Yeah, you sure did. And then we talked about you getting caught cheating once.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about my sexual exploits. It's probably a good thing that that didn't make it to air.
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, you seemed kind of relieved when I told you the episode took a dump. You're like, yeah, I wasn't really happy with my performance.
Yeah, well, sometimes I go home and I think, oh, man, mm-hmm. is this going to get back to me? What if my wife does listen?
I thought she did listen occasionally.
Occasionally she does.
But she doesn't sit down and listen to like an entire episode.
No, she listens to bits and pieces. Yeah. And then once she hears us say fair enough, she turns it off. Fair enough.
Fair enough. I had a guy approach me at Millsy's when I was there on Saturday or Friday night for the Stereola Boys.
Yeah, okay.
And he approached me and said, you know, you guys really do say fair enough a lot.
Oh, so somebody's a listener.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I was like, fair enough. That's Tim, who works with me at the Department of Defense, and he seems to be a big fan. He's listening often, so thank you, Tim.
Yeah. Hello, Tim.
He wants to come on the podcast sometime.
Why not? Does he have? He must have sexual exploits.
I suppose he's got. He's a musician, so he's got some dirty stories, I'm sure. And he also. No, that leads me to another thought about another person that we can't really talk about. Because he's going to start listening, and now he wants to be on the show. But I want him to be on the show for my own selfish reasons.
Okay. So I hardly want to know who the fuck it is now, right?
Right.
No, we can't say because he might come on the show.
Right, so now it sucks because I can't. I've been waiting to rip on this guy. And now I can't because there's a chance he's going to listen.
So wait, we just have to wait until he comes in and then we rip on
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because everyone gets ragged on, there's no doubt.
But this guy needs to get ragged on hardcore by you. Like, that's the only reason I want to bring him in here, so you can rag on him.
Sweet.
But that's not right. I don't think that's the right thing to do.
What? To bring him in just to,
right.
just to chop him down?
Yeah, because I work with this guy. Don't shit where you eat.
I don't know. No, I don't know. If you think he deserves it.
I mean, he's that guy. He's the guy who everything we talk about, he knows better.
Oh, I love those people.
He's been there. He's done that. He can tell you how to do it. He can give you the diagram.
Speaking of knowing things better. now, admittedly, I think you probably know a little bit more about Star Trek than I do.
There's a chance.
Okay. So in part of what we went over last week, you got a little bit heated, is that I believe that James T. Kirk's middle name is Theodore.
Right, but it's not. It's Tiberius.
Okay, what are your sources?
I fucking know it's Tiberius. My source is the voice in my head.
Okay, so...
It's got a good track record.
Your sources are questionable at best.
No, my sources are fucking perfect because it's in my head. What better source than the voice in my head? I didn't make up shit, James.
You made up the name Tiberius.
No, I didn't. Fuck you, and I know we're going to solve this.
Well, here we are, because... Since you have questionable sources, I actually brought the Star Trek Encyclopedia.
I'm looking at it right now.
In which the like this is the official, the cardinal
what's
official.
What's official?
The official cardinal official.
Yeah, okay.
Encyclopedia of Star Trek, up until Deep Space Nine was out,
which sucked anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't stand that show. I think there might be some Voyager bullshit in there, but I'm not sure. Have there been any other Star Trek shows since Voyager?
Yeah, Enterprise.
Enterprise, that's
which
right.
Which was like the prequel show.
Okay.
It was all right. It was all right.
So I'm just going to say, you know, that...
Wait. Have you looked in here yet?
No. Actually, yes, I have. I can't lie to you, man.
No, you can't.
I cannot,
asshole.
I cannot tell a lie. So I just want you to find James T. Kirk in there.
Yeah. I'm looking at James T. Kirk right now.
Okay, and at the very beginning of his section, if he has a middle name, it will say it.
Well, it says here James T. Kirk.
James T. Kirk, yeah.
Right. It doesn't say Tiberius at this specific juncture of what I'm reading right now.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, because it'll take too long for you to read the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I've watched you read before.
Fuck you.
That it does not say anywhere... In his section, that his middle name is Tiberius.
But his middle name is Tiberius.
No, I'm telling you it's Theodore.
It's Tiberius.
I'm telling you it's Theodore.
Did you hear the episode of Legend in my spare time when I was in the States with Weller?
Yeah.
And we discussed it and Weller said Theodore and fucking Eric said Tiberius?
Yeah. So what?
You're wrong.
What? Because Eric said it was Tiberius? Who the fuck is Eric?
Oh, you know, but you're wrong.
Well, you probably talked to him. I can't believe his middle name is Tiberius. No, neither can I. So you already won him over.
No, it's
I'm telling everyone it's Theodore from now
Don't
on.
Don't make me go to Wikipedia.
There are... Oh, yeah, because that... Wikipedia!
What?
Wikipedia is the...
You shut your goddamn mouth, fucking
it's
Reverend
It's the authority,
Davies.
Right?
I'm the authority.
Well, where did they say it's Tiberius?
You know what I think of this book?
I
don't give a shit.
In which episode do they say his name is Tiberius? You don't fucking know.
I don't know what specific episode because, again, I'm a geek, not a nerd. Because
they never said it.
Oh, I'm fucking going to kill you. I'm going to fucking kill you. On Star Trek, what was Captain James T. Kirk's middle name?
Theodore.
Let's just wait for it to load, okay? Chose by voters. Tiberius. Wikipedia.
Okay, chosen by voters. That's not official.
Wait, it says right there. James Tiberius Kirk is a fictional character in the Star Trek media franchise. They're not allowed to lie on Wikipedia because Wikipedia fixes that shit.
I'm gonna go on to Wikipedia and I'm gonna say that they're wrong.
They're not wrong.
I'm gonna put in a complaint and say it's Theodore.
It's fucking
and then not- everything's and then you know what? Then you're gonna have to apologize to me.
I hate you. I'm not apologizing for this. Do you know why? Because you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You are wrong. I'm
Wikipedia's
telling you.
Wikipedia's wrong because you know what? No one knows James T. Kirk's middle name. All they know is T.
Dude, you're so...
So Theodore is just as valid as Tiberius.
You're so wrong right now.
I want to know where the Tiberius came from.
I fucking hate you. It's Tiberius. I'm trying to go through my fucking mental Rolodex for who I can call right now and have you get you called a cunt for being wrong.
Okay, are they affiliated with Gene Roddenberry and Star Trek at all?
Are you?
I'm not a medical doctor either. So if you told me that my femur was a rib, I'm not going to fucking believe you, okay?
But you're
so
wrong.
I'm going to say, no, this rib is actually the, I don't know, let's name it the Theodore rib, okay? What? Everything's Theodore today. So this is my Theodorian rib. And you're going to say, no, it's your Femorian rib. And I'm going to say, no. And you're going to pull up Wikipedia, and I'm going to say, oh, because Wikipedia is a fucking doctor.
Okay, I got it. This one right here.
Oh, IMDb. That's just as...
Internet Movie Database.
Okay. But they're not official. Where's the Star Trek website? The official Star Trek website.
All right, we'll go to the fucking Star Trek
there
website.
There you go.
What? Buck. Shut the fuck up. You're scared now. See, listen to you. You know, yeah, they hear it. They hear it.
That's
asshole.
All I hear from you, Matt Lees. I just hear you clucking away.
I fucking hate you. I hate your goddamn guts. You know that?
That's okay.
So here we are.
You're not the first.
Here we are at the fucking StarTrek.com, okay?
Good.
So now, what's the bet? I want to know what the bet is because I'm going to prove you wrong. So what's going to happen when I prove you wrong?
Pitcher of beer.
Good stuff.
You
want to
make an alcoholic bet?
You got a deal.
All right.
You got a deal.
Because that way we both win.
Oh, you dirty fucking reverend. You cocksucker.
What?
Get over there and fucking read that shit.
Starfleet Historical File.
James
T. Kirk.
Full name.
James Theodore Kirk.
That's not what it says! You're lying! What does it actually say?
Sorry, James Thomas Kirk.
Oh, you... No, I'm taking a picture right now, and I'm posting it to Facebook. You're not fucking this up for me.
You know, it's Tiberius. I owe you a picture. Fuck
yes,
face.
Fucking making me angry. Oh, as soon as I'm going to prove it to the rest of the people, then you weasel out of your fucking bet. You fucking asshole. It's goddamn Tiberius. Don't fuck with me, man.
All right.
I got a headache now.
Fair enough.
I got a headache. Okay? You pissed me off, and now I have a fucking headache.
Oh, man. I've done my good deed for the day then. So, anyways, I got this job offer in Montana.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go and build decks.
Are you?
You're
a cunt. Really?
I'll be gone for about a year.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for about a year.
Where the fuck are you going?
Montana.
Like the restaurant?
No, the state.
Why are you going to Montana?
I'm going there to build decks.
You're going to Idaho, aren't you? You're going to live with Weller in a fucking cabin.
I think I'm... Yeah, okay, yeah.
You guys are going to bareback. I knew it. Because for those of you who know our good friend Weller, he's leaving for a year. He's going off to fucking Idaho to live in a cabin, and now you're saying you're doing the same thing.
I'm just pulling your leg.
Why you got to hurt me, man?
Just trying to make you sweat a little.
Do you really want to hurt me?
That's the newest.
Do you really want to make me cry?
If you're ever on the radio again, that's the song I'm calling in.
Precious kisses. You're an asshole for that, too. I recently did an interview on the radio, and the Reverend fucking Davies here decides to call up and make me. What did you make me sing?
Sinead O'Connor. Actually, but that was my second choice. I originally said I want to hear Sinner's Son by Matt Lees.
Yes, you did.
Right now, that's my favorite Matt Lees song. And I thought that she heard me, but...
Carrie decided to go with the funny
option. And then I just said, or Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? That's cool.
And then the text...
I enjoy you singing both of them.
You're an asshole. And then the text message I got from you was, tell her about the gay off.
Yes.
I can't talk about that on mainstream radio, man.
You can talk about a gay off, no?
No, this is happy time. We can talk about whatever we want here.
Yeah.
On the real radio, I can't talk about a gay off.
I would talk about getting charged for peeing.
That's a little different than a gay off.
It's
as soon as you say the G word on public television or public radio, thank God I'm not on television, you're an asshole.
Dude, that's fucking AK.
Well, fucking AK... How about you turn your ringer off so we don't hear the fucking clucking in the background every goddamn 10 minutes?
He's going to cluck on you in a second. It's, sorry. He's coming up. And he called me a jackass. You jackass? Well, he didn't even ask me. Yeah.
He's fucking, so AK is short. Here he is. He's buzzing us right now. So we are resumed. We have continued. Reverend and I went outside and had a fist fight.
Yeah, well, we thumb wrestling because, you know, Matt's got big thumbs.
I fucking hate you. You know what's new and exciting, though, is fucking somebody else has showed up.
Yeah.
Somebody looking a little bit like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, this was the Sally Chancer week for haircuts. We got a deal on our haircuts.
You both look like you have leukemia. Congratulations.
Andy does. Jesus Christ.
Introduce
people
yourself.
Right down to the wood.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get people to feel sorry for me. They should have anyway. So anyway, it's feeling good to be back here. I'm happy to say hello to all the listeners again.
Yeah, what's the matter for you anyways?
I don't know. I've just been dealing with a few medical issues and various creams, etc. So things have cleared up a little bit, so I'm not sticking to Matt's couch or anything. So.
That's great. That's good to hear.
Yeah. So it's a nice day out there.
Give me the mic back. What the fuck?
Things are really rolling.
And you, dumbass, when what? I don't have a mic, you have to talk.
No.
You can't just let this guy fucking... so I...
You know what? I'd like to just
fucking
stick
dance,
Andy.
Monkey. Dance. You do work for me, as a matter of fact. For an hour a week, you fucking work for me.
I say, no, this is like volunteer work, man.
Yeah, volunteer. Either way, it's work, motherfucker.
No.
Bring it up a level. Start stepping your game up. I got shit to do.
I'll step up my game when you start stepping up the alcohol percentage in my cherry Coke, sir.
You know what, motherfucker? It was your turn to bring the beer.
I brought the beer last time.
Well, then it was my turn to get the beer. And I didn't. And did AK bring beer? No.
No, of course not.
No, AK, where the fuck were you? It's not like I have to be somewhere in 19 minutes.
He was at the gym.
Yeah.
He was working out.
Checking out some bums on the treadmills there.
I don't know how you do it, man. I cannot go into a gym and work out. I can't do it. I can't. It just feels like such a waste of time to go in and stand on a treadmill or just push weights around or whatever. Doesn't it feel like a waste of time?
Well, you feel good after, like, you put in a little time there. It gets the toxins out of the body, especially with the lifestyle we lead, you know. And you pump some of that alcohol out through the sweat once in a while. Check out some bums.
So you go for the bums?
Yeah.
So you work out, how many times a week do you work out?
Compare cock size in the bathroom, you know.
And that's another reason why I don't go to the gym.
It's good for your self-esteem. You pay attention.
So.
Matt's going to take the mic away.
Yeah, he should. He should.
What? This is a fucking train wreck. What happened to AK?
AK.
Shit. Well, there,
I don't know.
You haven't warmed up. It's because you're fucking an hour late.
Yeah. You got a girlfriend yet or what?
No.
Are you taken again?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
Unfortunately, no. It's right. You know, just spanking it again.
Okay, good man.
It's lonely out there, huh?
It's lonely out there.
Come on, you've been on plenty of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if any of our listeners want to check it out, my name's George Lynn on Plenty of Fish.
Really? Did you really just give out your Plenty of Fish?
I just gave out my Plenty of Fish.
George, how do you spell it?
G-E-O-R-G-E-L-I-N. So if any of the ladies out there are interested in maybe having a little chat or maybe getting together sometime.
Don't worry. He doesn't mind age, weight,
anything,
or snaggle teeth.
Who are you?
He'll take it as it comes.
These times on Plenty of Fish, how many times has it wound up to be a dude?
I'm afraid of that right now, actually. Actually, it's really strange because the one person that I'm talking to on there right now looks a hell of a lot like me. it's creepy.
Is it one of your daughters, maybe?
Oh, nasty. Nasty. That would be a strange Sunday surprise. Kind of like when you wake up with a Taiwanese hooker. But no, it's just it looks a lot like me, only with like almost like a really strawy blonde hair, you know?
Is
like
she losing her hair?
It's been out in the sun too long.
You're not losing your hair.
Kinda,
are you?
Mine's pretty thin, so I'll call a spade and just shave it right down to the skin, maybe. It'll grow back like a chia pet, but I
don't look like you're losing your hair.
Well, thanks. It's
you
good
look like you have leukemia.
Yeah, you shave it down a little bit snug, I guess. You got to get some more sun on that.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice summer for that. So it's a nice day out there.
It's a nice day out there again.
Non sequiturs. I don't know what to say. So anyway, yeah.
I'm taking the mic away again.
He's rambled himself right out. So yeah, it's a nice day, and I took a drive today, and
it's gonna be a nice summer.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great
summer.
Have
you been drinking all day?
Yeah, the sun might go down.
You're suntan. You got a nice tan though. What have you been doing? He's been sitting in spying on women again.
Speaking of spying on women,
never a good segue.
AK revealed Bullet Belt's name to me. I'm not gonna reveal it on.
Okay,
on,
cool. Yeah.
On the Legend podcast, and I was doing a little bit of. You know, actually, we could do it right now if you wanted to.
No,
okay.
No, it's too scary.
I almost sent you the link earlier. It popped in my head. I was thinking,
So you found Bullet Belt on Facebook?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So that means there's potentially a trail. There's potentially a path from this podcast to her ears. Potentially.
Or just potentially, we can keep up with the shenanigans
of Bullet Belt.
Without actually having to see her physically, because I'm sure by now she must have heard about the show. She's had to have heard about the show somewhere.
Somewhere. I think you would think somebody would have said something.
Because,
I mean, she's in the folklore now, man. She gets brought up when I'm in Iowa and shit.
She's a character, man. She's international now.
And Zach has actually charged us with getting a photo of one of us with her in the background. He wants like a really risque, like... with her standing behind us, and I just did the thumbs up and the big smile, and he's really excited about that because he wants to know what she looks like.
In her photos, she's wearing the belt.
No way.
So, and you know, it's real easy to steal photos off of Facebook.
Yeah.
Actually, a friend of mine.
But see, no, wait, hold on. I think now we're crossing into lines of like privacy and shit.
It's on the internet.
Yeah, we can't publicly post any of her pictures though.
We don't have to show her face.
Just the belt.
Just the belt.
I wonder maybe, if you Google Bullet Belt.
Or maybe I can Photoshop out her actual face.
Okay, and put AK's face?
Yeah.
And see how many hits you get.
Bulletbelt.com.
We have an email address. Should we set up as a young single man on Plenty of Fish and all manage the account together and see what kind of emails we get and shit?
That would be fun.
We should do one boy, one girl.
that is what you'd say.
a sexy magazine.
That's
just randomly select 3-4 pictures of a sexy girl, and then we're going to start. So I'll manage. We can together manage one of each.
Yeah.
And let's see what we get.
I'll be honest. I did do a fake Plenty of Fish account about 3 years ago.
Of course you did.
And the woman, I can't remember what I put her name as, but it was Carpenter Lady. And her whole thing was, you know, like, I'm a carpenter, got wood. You know? And that's all I did was stole a sexy picture of a bitch and put it up there. And I went into it. I can't remember all the passwords and shit now.
Right.
But I went into it about a year afterwards, and I couldn't believe the amount of people that were propositioning this carpenter. Well, I don't know. What is our listenership up to now?
I don't know. We should talk about it off podcast.
Oh, is it?
Just
is that bad podcast etiquette?
Yeah, just go with the Dave K rule of just assume we're huge.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just going to assume that we are tremendously successful.
I think actually Dave K applies that to every aspect of his life.
Yes, he does. Where is that fucker anyway?
He's fallen off. Have you heard from him, Andy, at all?
Yeah, I saw him at the boathouse a couple days ago, and I let him know as the folks down in the States are missing him. As much as they love the Rev, they miss Dave K. And he said it's the anger that they want, you know. They want to hear the anger. So he's managing now, so he's pretty busy with that. That's the update on Dave K.
Ah.
Fuck you, Dave K.
What about Big Love? What's he up to now?
He's driving tow truck 24/7.
Oh, yeah?
So he doesn't get out much. So we miss him, too.
The Legend Boys have become men. And they've got jobs. And rashes and herpes and... Well, yeah. Most of those are just you.
They just have to. They just couldn't handle the lifestyle. That's all it is.
Yeah. We are not as young as we used to be, though, boys.
Yes, we are.
Just gonna say,
30 is the new 20, man.
Oh no, you're just saying that because you feel old.
I don't.
When
feel,
you get to you know 40, what? You're gonna say 40 is the new 20.
I'll say 40 is the new 30.
Well, no, you won't because you don't do. You're not good at math.
I lie about my. Actually, I still get carded. I still get carded sometimes for like cigarettes and booze. When I'm clean shaven,
but I gotta clear the record on the herpes. There's I don't have any herpes.
No herpes
this
for
is
you.
The joke that goes around. This was Friday night. I was down at Mill Season. There was the girls at the table, and Matt says, "So Andy, how's your herpes?" And they didn't laugh. So I'm thinking, Matt, between real life and podcast life. It's cramping my style, so I just want to, for the record.
There's no herpes. There's no no communicable diseases that you can see.
I'm going to have to ask one of our listeners to follow me to the clinic, and then walk in, I'll say, hey, Sue, and then, whoops, okay, I kind of blew that.
What you're going to do is you're going to take a test for herpes. You're going to show me the results that says negative. I'll post it with a podcast, and then your name will be cleared. Until then... AK so might have herpes.
We know all can't, about you, AK.
It's like innocent until proven guilty. Positive until proven negative.
Yeah.
Isn't anal warts a little funnier and more humiliating?
Well, those too, but that's the reason I'm going to spray the couch.
I don't know. I think actually, aren't you a doctor, Matt?
No.
Can't you check them out?
No, I'm a reference.
No, and then you can check Wikipedia after just to make sure that you're...
Oh, listen to me. I'm a reference. Right, eh? I was wrong, and now I'm being a douchebag.
Check Wikipedia, because the internet doesn't lie.
Check my balls, motherfucker. I fucking hate you.
Jeff's idea, because he's the only one that gets to stay clean in that scenario.
Yeah, everything Jeff does is about getting everyone else to look stupid.
Matt is just bitter because James T. Kirk's middle name was Theodore.
It's Tiberius!
This is why he's bitter.
We saw it on Star Trek.com.
And he went on to Wikipedia to prove me wrong. Oh, Wikipedia! It can't... Wikipedia's always right!
You know what? I'm gonna... Fuck you, Reverend! Come on in here, holler. Hey, so we... What's Kirk's middle name, man? Did you hear that?
What, did you read that on Wikipedia?
Give him the mic. Give him the mic for a second. Oh.
Whatever, dude.
introduce yourself first. Who the fuck are you?
My name is Steve Holla.
Steve Holla.
I play bass in the Matt Lees Band.
You sure do. Yeah, right there for the mic. So you are the only, you were the last member of the Matt Lees Band to get his ass in here for a podcast.
Yeah, you are correct.
I am correct. I'm always correct.
And listen,
because Wikipedia says you are.
Wikipedia says you're a cocksucker. Right. So how about that?
What have you guys been yagging about, fucking Star Trek and Star Wars?
He's being a cunt.
Update Wikipedia, he eats ass too.
You're not. We've been taught. You better. It doesn't last very long. They will fix it. Wikipedia, they are the information Nazis.
Do they pay people to do that, to go through and take
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if I put up like Matt Lees Band, greatest band in history on Wikipedia, in about 24 hours, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
Because it's not factual.
That's too bad.
No, it's fucking bullshit. And this asshole over here is debating the fucking facts about Star Trek. You don't know the facts. That's the problem. You don't know the facts.
There's an encyclopedia.
Yeah, but in there it doesn't say Theodore. It just says James T. So according to the encyclopedia, neither of us is wrong. And according to Jesus, I'm right. Fuck you.
I'm sorry, sir. I am the senior reverend around here.
Yeah, then stop being an asshole.
You're going to have to make some atonement for the things that you say.
Atone with your atone on your knees, motherfucker.
Hey, however you like it, but don't bring me into your dirty little world like that, okay?
I hate you. I hate you. I fucking hate you. I want to kill you. I fucking want to watch you die. You motherfucker. If it wouldn't make your baby an orphan, I'd kill you myself. You fucker. What's going on, Holler?
Not too much, man. I'm in the midst of a Wikipedia Star Trek battle that I don't understand.
This guy started it. That's all you need to know. And you're in my bass player. Don't
because
take his fucking side.
If you debate anything with Matt, he goes to Wikipedia as the authority.
This was the first time I've ever gone to Wikipedia in front of you. Ever. And
I know
you. Because
you're
being an asshole.
I know you. And I know that you're one of those Wikipedia guys. If Wikipedia says it's right, it's got to be right.
Hey.
The internet doesn't lie.
Hey, I am a geek, not a nerd. We have gone over this before. Don't make me fucking slap you. Fuck that encyclopedia. I'll throw it off the fucking balcony. Because it's fucking not right.
Well, it's not wrong.
Right, shut the fuck up.
It's not wrong like you, sir.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
You want more.
No, you make me angry. You give me a headache.
Come on, get your fingers out of your eyes.
Listen,
Matt's getting teary here.
My eyes are bugging me because I'm allergic to assholes.
Allergic
to herpes. See, you're giving me an allergic reaction. He might have herpes. We don't know yet.
Questionable. Questionable. I haven't seen anything around his mouth lately.
No. He hasn't proved that he hasn't gotten herpes, so.
Yeah.
We're going to just assume that he has herpes. That's the default.
Assumption.
AK has herpes. That's the name of the episode. AK may have herpes. Is that better?
Yes, may. We're going to have to go on that little field trip.
Yeah, we got to see it, Andy.
Yeah.
We got to see the rundown.
And Matt's not qualified to examine me now.
Well, that's what you walked in on was that because Matt's an authority on such things. I just wanted him to do a quick examination of Andy to make sure that he doesn't have anal warts or genital herpes. That's all. Matt says no. I guess Wikipedia doesn't solve everything.
I don't know if it supports either way, but Matt and I are sharing a microphone, so maybe it's not oral.
You're off the show. Okay, no more talking into the mic for you. Way to go. You fucked yourself out of that deal.
If you got something to say,
just take it out of his hand like a dick. Because he is a dick. In fact, give the mic to Holler, okay?
Right.
I'm tired of you. You're an asshole.
Poor Matt Lees.
Shut up. Fuck
Matt's
you.
All well. Your blood pressure is through the roof, man. Your face has gone red.
Go
you're
move
sweating.
Here.
You're crying. Dude.
Go move to your
you
fucking
need a
cabin.
Hug? Do you need a hug? Because
no,
Andy's more than happy to give you a hug.
I don't want a hug, but I do want a cookie. Make me a cookie. You fucking
I'm
asshole.
I'm going to get you a cookie. You're right there.
He's not a hugger, remember? If I go near men, they might figure out that I'm gay. So I hate when guys say gay things to me because it makes me uncomfortable because I'm hiding
it. My wife listened to the first few episodes before I was on. She's like, why are they always talking like gay? Why don't they ever talk about pussy and tits and, you know, hot girls' asses? All that they ever hear is I love you, Dave Kay. I love you, Matt.
We have a healthy fear of being gay. That's why it's funny to us. That's the psychology in the back. That's why I suspect you. That you don't have a healthy fear of gay.
Says the man who made out with a dude.
Yeah.
Where are you going, sir?
No, I'll mitigate to that. I didn't find out until later in the evening. And then when I found out, I ran away.
But you did make out with a dude.
When I found out.
No. Wait, stop. I don't want the political answers. I want yes or no. Did you or did you not make out with a dude?
It was very...
No. Wait. Hold up. No.
Where did you meet the dude?
Stop. Let's make this perfectly clear. Did I just ask for a yes or no answer?
Yes.
Yes. Logic. You hear that? Holler has logic. Have you ever made out with a dude?
No.
See that? Reverend, have you ever made out with a dude?
No, sir.
Okay. AK. Did you or did you not make out with a dude?
I did not have sexual relations or make out with any dude at any time.
That's a tough one, brother. I'm sorry to hear that.
You're being dishonest now. We have you on an episode describing it in detail.
Is this recent or was this?
Transgender is a separate category, so I have never made out with any dude.
He might have. Sure. Okay, so...
I'll take it, man. I'm rooting for him. You're just fucking burying him.
Who the fuck are you going to root for this guy? You don't even know who the fuck this guy is. Listen. Did you or did you not reach for a vajayjay and find Peter Piper?
Who wants to know? Why do you ask? Why do you want to know?
That many excuses for one question.
Okay, for the rest of this episode, the part of AK will be played by the Reverend Dam Davies. So, AK, did you make out with a dude?
As AK, I sure did.
Did you love it?
No, it left the taste of rotten eggs in my mouth.
Yeah, remember how uncomfortable this used to make you? You know, it's funny, though, because you're not the only one. We will have a guest on an upcoming episode from Chicago whose name is Swartz, and he has also made out with a dude, so maybe you guys could, like, hang out and shit.
Yeah, as much as this show is about ragging on people, it's also therapeutic. If you've had a problem such as bullet belts or making out with dudes, you know, you get it out into the open, and then we find other people that have gone down the same road.
Yeah, you guys are like kindred spirits and shit. He's the one who, at the wedding in Iowa, I punched him in his nuts. Fuck you, Swartz. 1-0.
That's dirty.
Well, he started it, and he'll tell us when he's on with us. But I'm pretty sure he might have herpes, too. So you guys should, like, bang and make, like, a super string of herpes.
We can get...
gross. That's gross.
We can get Tim Van Boss in here to help him out.
Oh, Van Boss.
He'll write the email after.
Yeah. My band fired me.
No one gave me a cookie.
I'm starting my own business. I don't know why that's funny. But he's always talking to me about, I've got this idea for a business. And I'm like, unless it's sucking AK's dick for $20 an hour, you got nothing. Because AK will pay you that much.
Well, who knows? Maybe he's just coming up with these business ideas while he's rolling his 10-sided dice and slaying vampires.
Playing zombie attack. He plays a role-playing game in which you recreate a zombie attack, and then you have to try to survive.
Now, what I want to know is, does he get dressed up, and do they, like, act it out?
I don't know. We should go next time.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go.
Yeah. No, it's
live action.
It's like him and his boys.
Like, where they do like the live action, like Dungeons and
Dragons. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Yeah,
like it,
because I won't take it seriously.
It's like that. Jeez.
Hey, wait! You don't know me well enough to say I don't keep my mouth shut, do you?
Yeah.
You think just because you're in the band, you know that I got a big mouth? Yeah,
that's
fair. I really, I really do have a big mouth.
But let's go. Sure. Let's make a day of it. We'll get shit.
Shittered. We'll get kicked out in 5 minutes because we won't take their game seriously.
Well, I want to, like, have you seen that movie Role Models, right?
Right.
Where they beat each other up with the foam swords.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we got to, you got to watch that movie. That's a
I've
movie
seen
for
it.
You. Yeah.
It was pretty shitty.
It wasn't that bad.
I will hit a little kid.
Stifler and Paul Rudd?
Yeah, Stifler's pretty good. Are you saying I did it just because I'm black? No, I'm saying it because you did it. Fucking kid. I can't wait to have a son and smack his ass around.
I wish.
Pop!
You know
shut
what?
Up.
That's what I should have said to the cops. I should have said, are you giving me this ticket because I'm black? Fuck it. Next time
no,
I'm going to.
The big deal thing is way funnier. I'm kind of a big deal around here. He got busted for pissing on a car and told the cops, I'm kind of a local hero.
I'm a local hero. No, it didn't work at all. But all they did was bring reinforcements. 8 cops.
That's the photo for the podcast. I got it on here. Our listeners can't see, but I'm going to show Matt.
I'll put it up on the blog site, a picture of the Rev pissing on the car.
Yeah, it was on the tire.
I wonder, yeah.
I was blessing it.
Is that okay with Jeff?
What's that? I was blessing the car tire.
Yeah, and then you you said you don't arrest a fucking dog for peeing on a car.
That's right, you don't. You don't write a dog a fucking ticket.
That's, you know what that led? That's asshole logic.
No, it's logic, man. The fucking piss doesn't hurt anything.
It's the behavior that hurts, Jeff.
What time of the day?
It was after last call, man. That's why I couldn't get back into the bar to use the facilities.
Were you like uptown Waterloo?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who fought a ticket. Because he got caught pissing outside, like, uptown Waterloo after close, and there's nowhere to piss, because none of the bars will let you back in, because they want all the drunks out. So he goes in front of the judge, and he's just like, hey, there's nowhere to piss with the bushes, where this police officer happened to find me and be a dick and give me a ticket. So he got half of it chopped off. He wouldn't let him get away with all of it.
That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah.
See my side.
Yeah, but did your boy tell the cops he's kind of a big deal?
No, man.
And a local hero?
I'm sure he had some harsh words, but friggin' no.
Right, see, your boy wasn't an asshole.
No, come on. I solve crimes. I'm a local hero.
Such a dick.
I'm a reverend. I help people all the time. I help you with your rage, man.
If I was a cop, I would have hit you in the head with my fucking wiggly stick thing. Yeah. Yeah, what'd you say? Bah! Motherfucker, who's funny now?
You would do no such thing.
Then I would have teabagged you. Motherfucker. On the job.
On the job, teabagging.
That means these are government nuts, motherfucker. I'm on the payroll right now. Dirty bastard. So let's, we brought up just briefly that little Tim Van Boss and his fucking survival game. How would you survive the zombie attack?
The zombie attack? Kill him.
Yeah. How? Okay, let's say right now.
What do I got to do? Chop off their head?
No, let's just cut. Let's cut to the news.
You beat him over the head with his own arm.
You're dead. I'm not hanging out with you if there's a zombie attack.
No, are they the zombies like in 28 days where if their blood gets on you, you turn into the zombie?
No, let's go old school zombie. But they're fast. They can run. No. Yeah, some zombies can run, man. Fuck Michael Jackson.
I'd have a dance off with him like Michael.
God rest the dead.
Okay, I would have a dance off with him like Michael did in Thriller.
I guarantee you, as of right now, I'm a better dancer than Michael Jackson. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But Paul was like, you're an asshole.
Who's the asshole now?
The only thing you can do with zombies is run, man. There's no way you're going to find that much ammo that quick.
Either exactly.
Hit the mall, wait to get rescued.
Or go to Iowa where they
have
guns.
You got chainsaw.
Okay, but I'm saying
30 zombies though, man. 30 zombies for like a chainsaw. You gotta be quick.
Yeah, that's true. You're gonna need a gun. You're gonna need a gun. Now, what would
be realistic here?
You got a body armor. You got some body armor like the old school fucking that the knights used to wear and shit that.
But what if it happens right now? We're in this room and we hear on the news there's a zombie outbreak. Don't leave your home. We're gonna have pots and pans on our heads and shit
as
our weapons.
I only have to run faster than you, Matt Lees. And
that's
I
true.
Know that wouldn't be a problem.
I will kick you in the ankle.
It would take them a long time to eat Matt.
Oh, you motherfucker. What's that supposed to mean? They wouldn't want to eat you. They'd be like, tastes like herpes.
Means you still look like you're hibernating, dude.
I am. Fuck you.
I would say you taste like nachos. I wish there was more.
Oh, you're. I know. Fat Lees in the house. You gotta diss yourself first, boys. Just like Eminem and 8 Mile. You gotta diss yourself first.
Preemptive strike.
Because then when you do it, you're not as funny as I am. Essentially. Well, fuck this zombie talk then. But I would kill all of you motherfuckers in a heartbeat if I had to.
Oh, straight up. If y'all got sick, I'd kill you. You know what happened?
Yeah, it's right.
It's not the person anymore. It's a zombie. So
right.
Sure.
That's right, we were just chilling out, but now I'm going to shoot you in the back of the skull. Yo, can you imagine Jay motherfucking Walsh as a zombie?
I'd kill him.
Yeah, I would too, but he'd be a feisty zombie. Or a little Bondo as a fucking zombie.
Yeah.
I'd kill Bondo anyway. Yeah. You know. One day during a drum solo, I'm going to shoot him.
Pull a zombie Flanders on him and just fucking
just blow him away lose my mind on him, yeah. You know, it's I'd kill you is basically what I was just trying to go with.
Yeah, sure.
Because you don't want to hang out with your friends and family. What if you have to kill them? You hang out with associates. Because then you don't mind just shooting them in the back with the skull to get away. And I'm not afraid of kicking you guys in the balls so that when you drop, the zombies eat you.
Yeah, but okay. I was going to say, you can't just kick a zombie in the balls.
No, I'd kick you in the balls. Because then you'd have to take a knee and the zombie would eat your
then
fucking
throat.
You'd have
to lift your leg up that high.
It's true. I'd get a cramp
what
probably.
What are the chances that's going to happen?
Break a sweat. I lift my leg pretty high with your mother.
Your mama.
That being said, tell your mom I'm going to be late tomorrow, but I'll bring the lube this time.
Oh!
Heyo.
Heyo.
Oh, I think you're assholes too. Fuck you. So, you know, tonight the MLB have a live-to-air radio show somewhere. Which
it
I'm
is
not really,
live-to-air?
I have no idea. I was waiting for fucking Bondo to cancel, so I didn't plan anything. Oh, sorry. Heyo! Did I say that on the mic? God damn it! Oh, Wayne knows he cancels. It's cool. But I really don't know what we're going into. I know we're going to set up and play as a band, and I think there's an interview in between, but I...
Even if we record it.
Exactly. No idea. Absolutely no idea. Okay. But it should be fun. Kind of like a podcast, only, you know, less professional. Like on our show at Millsy's when I set off Jay Walsh's pedal, and it played through the entirety of a song.
What did you do?
I hit his... He recorded, like, a guitar loop onto his pedal, and during a tune, I stepped on it. So there's this, like, completely out-of-tune guitar off to one side of the speaker through the entire tune. And it was a good song, too. It was your song.
Was it the one where you sing in it?
Yeah, that song got fucked up.
Yeah, I went back the next day. Remember we went back?
Yeah.
The bouncer was commenting on it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the one who yelled out, "Is that song on the CD?" Okay, and I was like, fuck you. He didn't buy a CD.
Yeah,
what an asshole.
No,
I was like, if I say it is, will you buy the CD? I can't lie to him. When I go back, he's like, hey, man, that song's not on there. I want my $5 back.
That's true. You're going to see me.
Yeah. And then I would have to beat his ass again and go back to jail for the night and fucking. It's a nightmare. You know what I mean? Shit.
I'd be a good person, though.
I don't think any of us have been accused of being a good person in a long time.
No. No, not at all. So, we haven't... Oh, wait, you know what I did? Before we started, I posted on the Facebook group for people to submit their thoughts, feelings for tonight's episode.
All right.
Anything? So...
Have we had any hits in any of our fucking...
No, because emails? The one guy who used to email us isn't allowed anymore.
Why isn't he allowed?
Because somebody else told him to go away, remember?
No.
Think about it. You'll get there. We can't talk about it in person.
Okay.
But he used to write to us. Now he's not talking to me.
You win some, you lose some.
Indeed. Now, let's see if I got any listener mail. Who? You don't know who it is. Okay, we got... Oh! We got... He's like, I know who it is. Fuck you. We got 4 comments.
Sweet!
Okay, so... the first one is... Mailbox! All right, so it says on Facebook, it says Reverend Matt Lees is recording Legend in My Spare Time. Thoughts, feelings, share quickly. Tim, fair enough, is all he says.
Fair enough.
And then he says, also, try to cut back on the motherfuckers and cunts and increase the fucktards and fuckwits.
Fuckwits.
Okay, you're a fuckwit and you're a fucktard.
You're a douchebag.
Fair enough. and then we got our boy Neurotic, who says an increase of cunts is mandatory. So, cunt.
Cunts.
Vagina.
Fair enough. And then we've got Lee Howard, who I don't know if I should have used his whole name, but I think it's a made up name anyway.
Okay.
And he says more wankers would be nice.
Wankers.
Wanker. Yeah, fucking wanker. So apparently all they really sent to us was that they wanted us to put up swear words.
They just wanted us to...
Like, I'm a little hurt that we don't have, you know, intelligent, well-thought-out listeners. All we get is an increase of cunts is mandatory.
Oh, you win some, you lose some, man. You know, it's a shot in the dark. When you cast a net, sometimes you get a boot, right?
Right, Andy? when you go out on fucking Plenty of Fish, sometimes you get a dude.
Sometimes you get a, yeah.
Oh, man. The last one, you got to watch the photos, too. The last one, the photo must have been 10 years old and 100 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Well, you know it's not good.
What was his name?
Yeah, what was his name? Gary. You know it's not good when you see just the picture is just their face, and yeah. It's not showing you the bottom of their chin. It's like up here. Because then maybe they won't see that I'm 400 pounds if I take the picture like this.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm catching on to that.
Headshot.
No. I hopped over the fence off the patio of the boathouse and beelined it home.
Have you ever shown up for a blind date and like just booked it when you saw the ogre that showed up?
No, I wait for an opportunity. I don't, you know, that's a little too cruel.
Just so you're going to the washroom or something?
Way later on, yeah.
Or basically what you're saying is you'll fuck him anyway.
Well, you're putting words in my mouth.
Just like the things you put in their mouths, sorry, okay?
My favorite story is
I don't
is
know
still,
anything about what you're saying. That's just strange.
My favorite AK story still is that when he was banging the fat broad and he was sniffing
the
hot broad's panties.
That sounds made up.
That's how he got through it.
A story like that can't be true.
Dude, here's the problem,
that's
AK.
That's the best story ever.
Now, AK, you don't really understand what a podcast is, do you? Because we record it, and then it goes out and lives forever. We have multiple episodes with you telling these stories yourself, and yet now you're like, no,
trying to
that
clean
never
up
happened.
His image.
It depends. I'm in a different mood today. You got me drunk. You made me talk. I wanted to entertain you.
So were you lying now, or were you lying then?
I don't know which.
Because I don't want to think that you lied to me your first time on the episode. That might offend our listeners.
You want to have interesting episodes or not?
You're not lying. I know these stories are factual.
Yeah. Yeah, because we know you left your boots behind at that dude's house.
Hey, get back here and suck my dick.
And I know you still got the panties from the hot girl that you're sniffing while you're doing.
Oh, you're a panty keeper too, huh?
He's a panty thief. Yeah. He's got a dedicated drawer just the panties of girls.
Do you think when Larry King interviews you from prison, you'll bring up this podcast?
That could be used as some kind of evidence.
I will turn you in, motherfucker.
Yeah. I will kill you.
If I see you on America's Most Wanted, I'm calling him immediately.
Would it be attacked by the zombies before that happens, maybe?
Let's hope so. And that
you got 2012 to worry about, too, so...
Oh, fuck 2012. You know what's going to happen in 2012? A whole bunch of Mayans are going to drop dead.
Mimes? Like the people that...
No, Mayans.
Pretend that they're...
Isn't it the Mayan calendar? You dumb shit.
Oh, I thought you said mimes.
Aztec calendar.
Like a bunch of mimes are going to drop dead. You know the
ones
you
know
who
what?
Paint their face white and pretend they're climbing ladders?
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
start.
You know
I'm gonna
I wish you were one, motherfucker.
I'm going to do the joke again.
Hey,
over again. So, you know what's going to happen in 2012?
What's going to happen in 2012?
We'll all get brain cancer from cell phones.
No, a whole bunch of Mayans are going to die.
Oh!
Thank you.
Why would Mayans die?
Because it's their calendar that ends. Motherfucker. It's not John Cusack and shit.
Explain the joke to me. I don't get
what
it.
What joke? The Mayan calendar ends in 2012. So in 2012, the only thing that's going to happen is a bunch of Mayans are going to fucking die. Why do you try to make
But why angry? Would the Mayans die? Because they don't have a calendar anymore?
Right. Maybe they knew, we're going to be dead by then. So they stopped writing. No, you're an asshole. You are the C word.
You're a cunt faced fucking bag licker.
You're
a pillow biting son of a bitch, Matt Lees.
I fucking hate you. You have lips
face
like
down,
fucking
ass
beef jerky.
Up.
You fucking beef jerky, pussy lip bitch. Holler's just like, what is going on?
You got an asshole like beef jerky. You want to know how I know? From that gay guy that offered to suck your dick, and then you took him home.
I said no to that guy. Fuck you. He offered, and I
saw
said
him
no.
The next week, he said, "Wow, Matt Lees,
which guy
are
you talking about?
Asshole."
Yeah, you probably fucked him. I know you did. I know you fucked him. We'll call him Eddie Van Halen. And he offered to suck my dick, and I said no, and the reverend thinks it's funny to bring it up. You probably made out with him.
What are you sticking that in my mouth for?
Oh, that's what she said. Nice. So, this has been an interesting episode. I got a fucking headache now. I got to go pee. We're 20 minutes late.
You're not. Oh, shit.
Wind her down. Meaning, get the fuck off of our podcast, you dirty bastards. Any closing thoughts there, Reverend Dumbo?
Oh, Matt. What are we going to do to help you? What are we going to do?
Stop being an asshole would be a fucking great start.
You know, you're making so much headway. You know, you're becoming a human.
No, not
at
all.
Now you're just regressing again.
No, a few weeks ago I was too human.
Ever since,
and you were calling me a pussy.
Why? What is it with you? Why can't you just like stay on an even keel, dude? You got to be either up high or down low.
No, I'm not. You're the one who makes me down low.
Man. Fuck, you cried for 2 weeks about missing Zach and Weller. Now you're just hating everyone. Come on.
No,
like
at the beginning of this episode,
do I really have to bring cookies over next time?
Yeah, you do. You
just
fuck.
To make it
because at the beginning of the episode, I was cheerful. We had cherry coke. We were having a nice conversation, and you decided to fuck with me because you knew it would piss me off. It's not my fault.
Listen,
it's not my fault.
I'm gonna go watch the Theodore Lee's band. Okay,
Theodore Lee's. Fuck you. I hate you,
Matthew Theodore Lee's
Tiberius.
Check it out on Wikipedia tomorrow. That's what it's gonna say.
Fucking check my balls on Wikipedia, you asshole. Holler.
That'd be a fact, actually, if you put your balls up on Wikipedia. I wouldn't be able to take it down.
That's like, these are, I'm Matt Lees, and these are my balls.
That's a fact.
That's fact. That's fact. Any closing thoughts for you, Mr. Holler?
You guys are all going to hell.
Come on.
Well, come on, for real?
You didn't know that already, that I was going to hell?
I guess not.
Oh, man, I became a reverend just for the punchline, son. I know I'm going to hell.
Hey, you know who might be going to hell is MIA for killing all those redheads.
No.
All the gingers.
Jesus loves people who kills gingers.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, I am a reverend. AK, you got anything to close with?
It's good to be back. Next time, let's bring beer.
Next time, it's your turn to bring beer.
Well, what are you guys going to do? You going to drink my beer? And then what?
Next time, all I'm saying is next time, bring the beer.
I'll bring a little beer, yeah.
And maybe bring a mic for yourself.
Yes, I will bring a mic for myself. So, it's because it's too much like we're kissing. Like, I got my lips on the mic, and then split seconds later, it's in yours. So we don't like it.
So. How do you think I feel, man? This is my microphone.
Oh, man. So, I can't. So it's very it's sticky for some reason.
Oh, okay. We have to cut the episode now. I'm.
It's like when you get your tongue on the pole in the winter.
Oh. That being said,
what is that? Like super glue or something? I don't
know. This
how do you even get that? I've never even heard of that. But, all right.
This has been another episode of I want you to finish by giving us that scream that you do with the title of the episode. Remember that thing you did? Not yet. Not until I say go. You don't do the retard scream until I say go. Say goodnight, Reverend.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Say goodnight,
Thanks
Holler.
For listening.
Good night, Reverend.
This has been another. My name is Matt Lees, and this has been another episode of
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfucker.
Just like deliverance and shit.